Now we come to part of the course where I'll talk about chemical bonds. And describing molecules in terms of chemical bonds is common, but it's not as precise as what I've talked about so far. So when you calculate the multi-electron wave function, you can calculate the energy levels and the emission spectrum to 6 or 8 decimal points. It's very exact. And when you start to work in terms of bonds, it's less exact, but it's more intuitive, because this molecular orbitals and the multi-electron wave functions are fairly abstract. And often when you're calculating molecular orbitals, you need a starting point. The Schrödinger equation is so difficult to solve, you have to have a good first guess to get going. And you get this guess from chemists, and chemists talk in terms of chemical bonds. So in order to talk to them, you need to know something about chemical bonds. It's a little bit of a arrogance of physicists who look at a molecule and say, oh, well, I can write down the Schrödinger equation for that. I can calculate anything of this molecule. But in fact, you do need help from other people to get started in that calculation. So we're going to talk about different kind of bonds, ionic bonds, covalent bonds. I won't talk right now very much about metallic bonds, but polar bonds, sigma bonds, pi bonds, double bonds, all these different kinds of bonds. And it's a little bit curious at this point that we didn't have to know what kind of bond we were dealing with to solve for the energy levels, right? So it doesn't matter when you solve the Schrödinger equation. If it's a van der Waals bond and you solve the Schrödinger equation, it will come out. You don't have to classify it beforehand that it's covalent or ionic or something else. It's all the information is in there, but it's still useful to have these distinctions. So we'll go through the different kinds